Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, September 6th, 2019. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And in our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 3 feet at 10 seconds. So we always have those two things in the forecast, the marine weather forecast, the local wind waves, which are happening from our local weather here, whatever's happening right on top of us, and then those swells that come in from further out to sea, which are often caused by weather that is way far away from us, sometimes as far away as Japan, sending that energy through the ocean to us in the form of those swells. And so the swells refer to the waves that are coming from far away, and the waves refer to locally caused wind waves. And that's friction from wind blowing across the top of the water. And today we're going to be talking about, well, a couple things. We're going to be talking about an ice patrol ship that stumbled on an abandoned ship that was floating around in the Atlantic Ocean, is still. And then I'm also going to talk about KMUN's pledge drive next week and special ship reports that I'm going to be having live guests in the studio to talk about some very interesting things. So let's first, though, take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, 4 in our Astoria anchorage, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Naruto Strait. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Weyerhaeuser log docks in Longview. She is probably going to pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. That would put her in Longview by about 2 p.m. The Asian Bulker is arriving from offshore. She's headed for Longview. She's picking up logs, probably going to pass Astoria around maybe 2:30 p.m. and arrive in Longview around 6. The Tug C-Span Raider is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the port of Astoria, probably arriving there maybe around 3 p.m. She, I think, is coming into came into the river, handed a barge off to a U.S. flag tug. She's a Canadian flag vessel. And then the U.S. flag tug takes that barge upriver. I think it's carrying lime is typically the cargo. And then she is going to the port to pass customs inspections and other things, maybe get some fuel in Astoria, and then pick up another barge probably that is waiting for her off the Tongue Point area of the downtown waterfront. So if you look out there and you can see a barge anchored by itself, or perhaps with a tug waiting with it, that may be what the C-SPAN Raider is going to come and pick up. That's a typical handoff that happens here, where a foreign flag tug will bring a barge in and hand it off to a U.S. flag vessel that then takes it upriver to some destination. So just an interesting little bit of handing off of one vessel to another on the river that happens quite often. The Pacific Pioneer is arriving from Japan, headed for the anchorage off Longview, Washington. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., maybe be in Longview by about 11. The Bulk Draco is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She will ultimately go upriver to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 p.m., and glide to a stop in the anchorage there and wait. And wheat is a very, very popular cargo any time of year, but especially at this time of year, harvest time, we're going to see lots and lots of wheat ships on the river. In fact, all of our ships in the Astoria anchorage are wheat vessels. And they are the Dario Moti heading upriver to pick up wheat in Vancouver, left about 6 a.m., could be up in Vancouver by about noon. The Bulk Polaris heading to Kalama today, leaving about 7 a.m., could be in Kalama by noon to pick up wheat. And the Belle Perelle is in the Astoria anchorage waiting orders. The New London Eagle is awaiting orders also, but those ships, when they do head upriver, will be picking up wheat as well. And our outbounders, the Lamesos Wind or Lamesos Wind, is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, or some combination thereof. Leaving around 11, could pass Astoria outbound around 3. The Irene P is leaving Kalama, that's wheat as well, leaving around 11:30, passing Astoria outbound around 2. The Azure is leaving Vancouver. That's a ship that was in the Astoria anchorage for quite a while recently. She's leaving Vancouver today with wheat on board at about noon, so maybe 6 p.m. you'll see her pass Astoria outbound. And the Saga Odyssey is leaving the port of Vancouver around 6 p.m. I think wood or steel were her cargoes, perhaps inbound to the port of Vancouver, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. So if she was bringing in cargo, there aren't that many ships that do, but some do bring in cargo and deliver it here. That means that she might be taking another cargo somewhere else, or she might have ballast water on board to keep her stable when she goes out to sea, especially as our fall weather pattern is emerging where things are a little more turbulent out there. Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of an unusual thing. certainly in the myth and folklore of the sea, the concept of the ghost ship that rises out of the mist and, you know, is part of the folklore of the sea. But this is a case where an actual ship was found floating by a Royal Navy ice patrol ship. This is from the UK. Was patrolling the mid-Atlantic Ocean earlier this week and came upon a ship just floating there with nobody on board. So the Royal Navy's ship, the HMS Protector, came across this abandoned vessel on August 30th as it sailed toward Bermuda to assist with hurricane relief efforts. The crew on board the vessel attempted to make contact with the ship, but received no response in return. So they started to check into it, and although they haven't been able to officially confirm it, they believe that this is a vessel called the Alta, which was abandoned in October 2018, approximately 1,380 miles southeast of Bermuda. So this ship, the Alta, made headlines in the U.S. after the U.S. Coast Guard rescued 10 crew members who were stranded aboard that ship for almost 20 days and were running low on food and water. The Coast Guard says it was initially notified on September 30th, 2018, that the 250-foot Tanzanian-flagged cargo ship was rendered disabled while transiting from Greece to Haiti, and the crew was unable to make repairs. And so they floated around out there almost starving as they were running out of food, and the Coast Guard helped them out with that. But the ship was remained floating in the ocean all this time. So interesting things. It brings up the issue of salvage. If somebody wanted to take that ship into port and keep it, they, under salvage law, if they did that, they would be able to charge the owners all of the costs of towing it and salvaging it. So that's part of the law of the sea that's very complicated. When somebody abandons ship, they are sort of essentially saying, unless they hire a company to help them, they're sort of leaving their vessel at the mercy of anybody who wants to tow it, and then tremendous costs are involved, and usually in taking a vessel to port. But the other part of it is that the ship was just floating around out there. No lights, so it is another one of those reasons why everyone should be very situationally aware on the water, because occasionally you could run into something like that. A little bit more about next week. Next week Sunday begins our fall membership drive here at the station, and I want to tell you about special ship reports that I'm going to be having. I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have some live guests on the ship report for Pledge Drive? So on Monday, I've invited people who I know are people very knowledgeable about the marine environment and mariners. Monday is Astoria's Mayor Bruce Jones, who in a former life was a Coast Guard helicopter pilot. He has a very distinguished career in the maritime realm, but he has a lot of other things on his record, amazing achievements. But I want to talk to him a little bit about what it's like to be a Coast Guard pilot. So we're going to talk about that with him on Monday. On Tuesday, geologist Tom Horning will be here to talk with us about coastal geology. Maybe I can ask him a little bit about those earthquakes that have been happening down south, and we can talk with him. He's a great resource. On Wednesday, we're going to have a special longer ship report that will go till 9:30, and we'll have Fisher Poets Jay Speakman, John Broderick, and Gino Leach on the show to share music and poetry with us. And on Thursday, Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan will be on, and I thought we would talk a little bit about something that I haven't talked about much in years, which is, what do bar pilots do? You know, they're one of those many invisible jobs on the waterfront, and their job is so important, and they are such incredible, skilled master mariners. It's really, so he's going to be in the studio next Thursday with me live, and we're just going to spend the whole 10 minutes on all those shows talking about, with these interesting folks, sharing interesting maritime information with us. So lots to look forward to during Coast Community Radio's Pledge Drive. We hope you join us beginning on Sunday. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.